started. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai leimor." And Rashi asked a very famous question: "Man shmita etzel har Sinai, ma kesher? Lama po katuv ha'inyan shel har Sinai? What does it say over here? Vayidaber. Usually, tamid it says Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor." Fokatul Vaidav Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai Lamor. Maybe Rashi at the Maimer Chazal, Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. So Tamerit, the Chazal is asking, why is it mentioning over here Har Sinai? Says Rashi, Hello, Kola Mitzvahs Nemru Mi Sinai. Ela Ma Shmita Nemru Klaaseh Protev Diktokeh Mi Sinai. Av Kula Nemru Klaaseh Protev Diktokeh. So this, Katuv Sheh, just like over here, Torah tells us, goes through, elaborates on all the klalim, the pratim, all the diktukim, everything is mifurash. And so then that's misinai. So to everything else, even though Shabbos, the mashal. Shabbos is very bekitzer in the Torah. It just says, b'yom shvi'i tishvos. What does that mean? Maybe it's up to your interpretation. No. Just like Sinai, just like Shemitah. Every single dikduk is there, was given at Sinai, so to Shabbos, every single dikduk. It's not up to our interpretation. It's not like question of the way that I want to spin it. It's not like, what does Shabbos mean to you? Every single nuance was there, Mishina. But the question is, still remains, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel that the appropriate place to teach us this lesson is Shemitah? It seems that Shemitah has something in common with our Sinai. So this is a very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says the following thing. It says on a pasuk in Tilling, Perek Chof Gimor. Biruch Hashem Malachov, Gibori Koyach Oysa Dvar Lishmai B'kol Dvorei. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches Amud Aleph. Katuv Oisei Dvoroi. Katuv. Oh, sorry. So on the Medrash, the Yalkut and Tilum says, who is this Gibori Koyach? Yitzchak Nafcha says, Elishay Mishmias. It's the people that keep Shvias. They're considered Gibore Koach. You know what type of Gevura it takes to be able to keep Shvias? It's a very, very daunting thing. You have to, you know, have no income for an entire year. It needs Gevura. That's what the Yalkut Tilim says. The Medrash, the Gemara in Shabbos, Pechesam and Alab says that the Shah Sheikh Dimu Kalis on Nasa Venishma, Bishas Kabbalah Zatoira, the Malachim heard Nasa Venishma, Malachim Amru, Mi Gila Roz Zelabona, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, who revealed this secret? The Loshan She Malachi Ashoris Mishtamshin Boy. That means that Kabbalah Satorah is also from this pasuk the same thing. It's given. That means there's something, a common thread. There's a common theme in Kabbalah Satorah, which is called Gibore Koyach, and Shem Yishvias is called Gibore Koyach Maze. Ma inyan shel shmita? Ani rotze lasbir lachem bekitzer anyanu kacha. There's two different ways of looking at the world. One way of looking at the world is, I got to do what I got to do, and we're going to figure out how that's going to work out. And the other way is, I got to work it out, and then I'll decide what I'm going to do. Two different ways to look at the world. One way to look at the world is like, okay, let's see, does this make sense? Is this really logical? And if it is, then I'll do it. Or I'm going to do it, and then I got to figure out how we're going to make sense of this. When Klai Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, Klai Yisrael says, look, Hashem, you want me to do it? I'm doing it. I'll figure it out afterwards. I'm doing it. Tell me to jump. I'm jumping.
How high?
How high? I'm doing it. Just tell me how high, and I'm doing it. It's not, well, if you tell me how high, then I'll decide if I want to jump or not. I'm jumping. Nase, we're doing it. Nishma, I'll figure out afterwards how it's going to make sense. It sounds like a little foolish. Like, I mean, come on, don't you want to first decide? Like all the other malachim, all the other umasolim said, tell me makatuvba, tell me what it says. I don't know, I'm not willing to commit. First, I got to see if I'm ready. Kleisel didn't do that. They said, I'm in. I'll figure out how I'm going to do it later. That's the special gibor koch of Nase v'nishma. And that inyan is also in Shemitah. Hey, Shemitah doesn't make any sense. How are we going to make this? A whole year without any income? A whole year without any food? How are we going to survive? Only a person that has faith, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can deal with that Shemitah. So it comes from the same source, the same strength of faith, which is, what's the faith? The faith is, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah comes before everything else. How's it going to work? Maybe how it's going to work. Those Gibor Koyach shown up over the course of history. when a father would come home and you know, on Friday and say, "Well, I don't have a job anymore because boss said you have to work on Shabbos." I can't work on Shabbos. You know what I mean? Listen, I got to do what I got to do. What's going to happen with Parnassa? Hashem's going to work it out. It's a naseh v'nishma. What do you mean? But how are you going to put it on the table? I don't know. I'm going to put it on the table. I didn't want thing. I am doing what I got to do. Everything else is going to work itself out. I'll tell you a story that happened a week ago. Maybe some of you heard it. Maybe you didn't. Looking in the room, I think a few of you did. It was an avrech who was looking for a job for 6 months, couldn't find a job. And he needed something to do. Finally, he got a job. Last week. Came to me, said, "I got a job, Baruch Hashem, great, excellent, I'm so happy for you, excellent." Goes in, first day of work, his boss says, "Listen, in order to work here, you need to have an iPhone." No iPhone? Can't work here. It took 6 months he's been waiting to find a guy. Finally got a job. And he, Baruch Hashem, is a person that has some sort of substance to him. He didn't come to me, he went to the Biyana Rebbe. And the Biyana Rebbe said to him, "Listen, I want to tell you something. A life with an iPhone is not a life. Tell your boss you're not doing it. He's going to lose his job. He's been waiting 6 months for this job." He walked in, he said, "Listen, I got to apologize. I really want this job, but I went to my Rebbe, and my Rebbe said no. So, if that's what it means, then I guess I have to quit." That's a person who does what he's got to do. And then afterwards, how's it going to work out? I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know. But the first thing is, you got to know what's the right thing. The person that lives that way is Naseh v'Nishma. Hashem's giving us the Torah. I don't know how I'm going to do it. It's like, that's crazy. How am I going to be able to do that? He just jumps in. His boss said to him, "You know, I'm impressed. I'm very impressed with your character. Even though everyone else here has iPhones, you could do without it. You could stay on." So Kadosh Baruch Hu made it work. You know, he wanted everyone to have iPhones so that we could be apps and, you know, zaps, and they could get each other and, you know, whatever it is. I'm impressed. You could keep. So that's this idea of Bahar Sinai. Shemitah is Bahar Sinai. Just like Rav Sinai Kalisol said, Naseh v'Nishma, we jumped in. So too Shemitah. That's why he chose Shemitah to teach us this. And every person has to know his own life. But sometimes you got to just jump into things. When you know it's right, if you know it's right, but you don't know how you're going to be able to like survive that, how you going to make it, just jump in. That's Naseh v'Nishma. And the Kodesh Baruch will take care of the rest. Darbel b'nei Yisrael matalem ki savoyu el oretz. Asher ani noisin lachem shavs aretz shabbos lashem. Shimon Schwab is by the Chofetz Chaim. This week's parasha. Spent Shabbos with him. In Radin. I was zeichet to hear him tell over the story for the last time he told it over in his life. Last year of his life. I have a recording of Reb Schwab telling over how he met the Chofetz Chaim, about everything that happened on Shabbos. One of the things that happened Shabbos afternoon, he saw Chofetz Chaim being Ma'aved Sedra, and he was saying Taitch. Chofetz Chaim was saying Taitch. And he even sang it for us, because I had Menachem Zupnik was there, and he asked Reb Schwab, "Can you sing the niggin that the Chofetz Chaim sang?" You know, the hang on Mamish every, like, what was the niggin? So Reb Schwab sang the niggin. Kisavoyu el oretz. When you come, he said in Yiddish. Kisavoyu el oretz. He said, he touched in Yiddish. He said, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you think you're coming? Asher ani noisein lochem. I'm giving you this land. You're not getting it yourself. I give it to you. You think that you're the one that's coming here? I'm giving it to you. So. Rashad was watching the Chofetz Chaim like he's doing this, and he's like, "What's going on?" It was like so. It looked like he was in like first grade. You know, he was doing like the taitch with the nigun. So he asked him. Well, he said the Chofetz Chaim felt that there's nothing more pure than a cheder yingles emuna and Hashem. It's like the pure. You ever saw like these cheder kids? Like it's the purest thing in the world. So therefore, he still sings his chumash the way he learned it in cheder. In order to like tap into that purity, that, you know, there's something that's very what's the word I'm looking for?
Innocent. innocent, and there's another word. I'm supposed to speak in Hebrew anyway, so lo mashane. I don't know the word in English. So that's what he said. But there's a very important idea over here, why it's brought down, which is that what's the whole point of Shemitah? The whole point of Shemitah is some people are very possessive of this land. This is our land, and we're going to defend it, and we own it, and we're never leaving it, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, hold on a second. This is not your land. I gave it to you. It's my land. How many times is the land of Israel called Eretz Yisrael in the Torah? Do you know? None. You know why? Because it's not. This is Hashem's land, and He lets us live here with conditions. And He reminds us of this in Shemitah. Shemitah is hands off. Hands off. Why? Because it's my land. You can't do whatever you want over here. You don't own this. It's never called Eretz Yisrael in the Torah. This is the reason. Because we have to recognize that. And that's why this pasuk says later on, that if you keep the Shemitah, you'll be secure here. Says Rashi. The Gemara says that Ba'avoin Shemitah, Klal Yisrael was nigla from Eretz Yisrael. We went into exile because they didn't keep the Shemitah. I mean, Shemitah is an important thing, but they didn't keep the Shemitah. They didn't put on tefillin, they didn't keep kashrus. Why? Because of Shemitah, they got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Because they didn't keep, the answer is because you know what Shemitah is? This is my land, not your land. And if you don't keep Shemitah, you think it's yours? I'll show you it's not yours. Out. Get out. And that's something that we have to be cognizant of. That this land, we have. We are on borrowed time, always here. As much as we can feel as comfortable as possible, because if we're in good graces with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then He lets us, you know, feel at home. And then we connect with it. But that is something that we have to remember. I'm giving you this land. It's not yours for the taking. And it's my gift, and I will take it back whenever I want. Okay. Pasuk says, "V'shav za'aret Shabbos Hashem." The land will rest. Sheishanim tizra sadecha, v'sheishanim tizmar karmecha, v'asavtes tivos. 6 years you will work. 6 years you will harvest, you will plant, you will work. In the seventh year will be the Shemitah. Now, we start off the pasuk. It's a very funny thing. The pasuk starts and says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have a year of rest. 6 years you'll work, the seventh year you'll rest. So why did it first mention the rest? It should have went straight in. You come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll work for 6 years, and then you'll rest. It starts off, you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to rest. You'll work 6 years and then you'll rest. So why does it have to introduce this idea of work, of resting in the beginning? And the pshat l'chayr is pashat. The pshat is that it's a person that is working 6 years with a mindset and the awareness that on the seventh year he's going to rest. It's a whole different 6 years of work. It's a different thing. So you got to go into this knowing one thing. In 6 years from now, you're taking a year off sabbatical. You're not working. Now, a person realizes that why? Why is that happening to me? Because you have to understand even when you do work, you have to understand your relationship to the land. You have to understand your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who's really mefarnes you. It's not really you. Okay, I have a whole different attitude to the way I work. It's a whole different type of hustle. Because I realize everything is Hashem. I'll tell you a great story, and with this we'll end. I heard this from the Gabbai of Rebbe Elyashiv. He gets a phone call from Ruvi Shron. Ruvi Shron is a man who has hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know, I never in his bank account, but hundreds of millions of dollars. He gets a phone call from Ruvi Shron. The phone call is his spouse. There's a old dilapidated shul in Manhattan, freestanding building, and there's not many people davening there really. The shul, the property can be rezoned for a high riser. Now, if you know what property is worth in Manhattan, you know that that's quite a bit of money. So Ruvi has the rights to build on the property. So he wants to do is he wants to relocate the shul somewhere else. He wants to build a high-riser there. So he said, told the Gabbai the following. The Gabbai told me, I spoke to the Gabbai, he said, he's an American. He said to me, listen to me. I want you to ask Rabbi Yashiv if it's lechatchila or b'diavad. Don't ask him if it's mutter. I want to know if it's lechatchila. Tell him I stand to gain upwards of $4 million, but I want to know if it's lechatchila or b'diavad. You got it? Upwards of $4 million. So he said to him, he asked Rabbi Yashiv, he said, it's Ruvi Shron. He says, tell Ruvi it's b'diavad. Which means he could do it if he wants to, but it's not lechatchila. He didn't do it. This is b'diavad, I'm not doing it. $4 million. That's a lot of money. That's the beginning. It's upwards of 4 minutes. That's a minimum of how much he's going to make. What's the pshat? I'll tell you why. Ruvi Shron, Zolazayin Gesund, is a person that realizes Parnasa comes straight from Hashem. I'll make my $4 million in a different business deal. You know what I mean? It's not like this is the only business deal that's coming. Why do I have to do something b'diavad? If I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's giving me my parnasa, so then I'm not cutting corners. I'm not cheating on my taxes. I'm not lying to anybody. I'm not doing anything because everything's from Hashem. So, you know, he'll get it to me a different way. That's a person that lives with that. His entire business dealing is all with that awareness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I want you to know something. When you start working, realize that there's a year where you're not working. How are you going to live? I'm taking care of you. So even during these 6 years that you are working, realize that it's me pulling the strings. If I want there to be famine, there's famine. If I want there to be some type of a plague, there's plague. If I want there to be plenty, there's plenty. You don't have to, you know, cut any corners. It's a whole different mindset to the Sheish Shonim. Tizra Sadecha. Whole different mindset to how a person deals with his ishtadlis. If he knows beforehand that there's going to be a Shabbos. That's the idea in this week's parasha. We are nearing on the year of Shemitah. Next year is the year of Shemitah. It's a tremendous opportunity for us where the entire land is Kaddish. It's like amazing. You're not just, you don't have Shabbos once a week. And it's not just spiritual time, it's spiritual place. You're walking on Kedusha, it's a special schus. And it says that the Shemitah is something that helps to hasten the coming of Mashiach. We should be zoicha in Heira v'yameinu.